Everybody says, so we are in the middle of the Midah of. It's good to be back. In the middle of Midah of, actually, I couldn't even finish Parash Beis, of the Kinyan of Zahiris. And no, we're there. I lost it. Yeah, we're in the middle of being Bevayer. What is Zahiris? So this is before we get into Parak Gimel, which is Bevir Chelke HaZahiris. Let's just sum up what he said in we started like you. We did give already. Yeah, okay, we didn't finish Gimel yet. So basically what he's talking about so far is that Zahiris means to be have an awareness of what you're doing. And what you should be doing should be with a cheshbon. What you should be doing should be with an awareness of the pros and cons, with a full understanding of what you're doing. And the only way to do that is making is analyzing and being aware of what you're doing. You need time to do that. You need paying attention to do that. You can't just follow your instinct when you're acting. You need to be, involved in it and really aware of what you're doing. No, that's what I'm saying. We did Perek Beis. That was Beis. I don't think we started Gimel. Were you saying we started Gimel? No, we didn't start Gimel. What do you have?
It's been long enough. I think the Ilum will be
I
better.
don't
I think we
know.
start from the
I
beginning.
think we'll start from the beginning of Gimel. I think.
I have two eyes. Here
Yeah, so let's start from the beginning of Gimel. Hine. Haroitza l'fakeach al atzmo. Starting with chapter 3. Somebody that wants to do this, okay? So, first of all, you have a diac right here. He uses this lashon of lefakeach. How do you translate that word? The third word on the page.
Monitor.
Lefakeach.
Monitor. Monitor.
Lefakeach is a mefakeach.
Okay,
instead to check.
Yeah, it's stronger than monitor. Ma what? Well,
It might be Gil.
yeah, compared to. So I'm saying.
What's the f
So I wrote to lefakeach al atzmoy. So I think pikuach is a little stronger. Like you have a boss or a
Sorry.
supervisor. When you have a supervisor in your department, he's your mefakeach. He's literally responsible to ensure that what you're doing is in line with what you're supposed to be doing. It is monitoring, but I think it's a little bit with a more a sense of responsibility also. So Zahirus means that you are taking ownership over your life. You're not just letting things happen. So originally fakeh al someone that is going to be willing to do this. He needs to be involved in two things. Ha'achas, she is boinin ma'u atoy v'amiti shivcha bo adam ha'ra amiti shenos v'mena. So, this really requires two steps. One is you need to know what is it that you're trying to accomplish in life. V'ashniya ala ma'isa v'asher ho'oisa liras imhei mechala atoy v'mechala ha'ra. Right? If you want to start a company, right, the first thing you need to know is what is your goal? Is your goal to make money? Is your goal to service people? If you're a non-for-profit, your goal may not be to make money. Maybe your goal is to service as many people as you can. If your goal is to make money, then you need to know what you can't know if you've been successful if you haven't defined your goals. Right? Someone told me one time, he said, if you're hiring someone and you're writing a job description, you need to make sure that there's a very easy way for the person to know, based on the job description, if he's doing a good job or not. You can't just say you are supposed, what I want from you is to come every day 9 to 5, do whatever I tell you. You're not describing a position that he knows if he could be successful or not. So a job description needs to have in it a way that he can say, I need you to, file X amount per week, or I get 10 clients a month. So that's the first thing. The first thing is, and there needs to be a sense of a mission or goal. Which to do that, you have to learn Das Tvunis. Right?
We did that question.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
we know what the world's all about. So you need to have a sense of goal, a sense of mission. Hashnia, and the second one is you need to know, is this what I'm doing getting me, excuse me, getting me closer to my goal or not? So you need to know what your goal is, and then you need to know if you're getting closer. And this is this is done as an overview to life in general, which is shaloi b'shas ma'isa, not why you're doing it. In general, sometimes you got to sit back, take stock. Am I doing the right thing? Am I not? Was today a good day? Was it not? Okay. Second one is b'shas ma'isa. Another one is much more intense, which is oversight of every single thing you do. So one is in general. Am I in general doing those things which, am I in general doing those things which are, am I in general doing those things which are leading me to my goal? Right? That's point number one. In general, am I doing those things which are leading me to my goal? But then there's another point number two, which is so point number two is, that's in general. Point number two is very intense. It means everything you do, as you're doing it, you're thinking, is this getting me closer to my goal or not? Point number one is much more general. Is my life in general working out? Do I have a job that works with my goals? Am I teaching my family in a way that's in line with my vision? Am I a member, am I affiliated with the shul that's good for my growth? Am I affiliated with the school that's good for my children? General things, where am I in life? But then there's a much more, all right, I'm about to say this word about someone. Is that good from getting me closer to where I want to go? Or is it not getting me closer to where I want to go? So that obviously requires a much more a higher level of discipline. B'shas ma'isa. What is b'shas ma'isa? She'lo yaseh shum ma'isa. You should not do anything we believe without she'yishko. You should not be weighed against the knowledge that you're aware of what exactly your goal is. They're very high level. This is tzaddikim. Yeah, every action is measured.
Midas.
Yeah, well, it's an unbelievable idea. You should weigh your general mahalach in life in this weight. Which of my actions, and then there's the general supervision, which is which of my actions fit with my goals and which of them don't? Which actions can I or should I improve, do more of? Which ones should I do less of? The im yimtza b'min hara. Oh, this is boy in the Yahoo Bissoka is it Takbul Yasal Seminar over the tar. If you find good things in your day, you try to figure out how to do more of them. And if you find bad things in your day, you'll figure out how to do less of them. But all of this requires a lot of thought a lot of contemplation, which goes into Zahiris, but are not considered very popular nowadays. Well,
Spanish,
who?
Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know why it has to be that. In general, it's Musar.
Was not popular then.
I'm just saying people aren't so like conscious of what they're doing so much.
Were against it, or they just don't do it?
No, just reality.
Busyness of life is what he said. Yeah, people aren't like, so much into like, what am I doing? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it, is it working? Is it not working? People just go with the flow, basically. Huh? Yeah, I mean, hopefully not, but I'm saying. Okay? Now, tomorrow, I want to go be Ian into the next Gemara he goes into. Noach L'Adam. It's a great piece tomorrow. Okay? Shkach.
Yeah,
Shkach.
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thank you.